Morning. This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. So far, national parks remain open amid the government shutdown. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen visited Rocky Mountain National Park.
The doors were locked to the visitor center outside the park entrance in the morning, but Fred Winsich was feeling determined. He and his wife had flown in from Missouri. He'd never been to Colorado, and the park has been on his bucket list.
Do a little hiking and exploring, you know, the wildlife and that type of stuff.
Winsich says they made a reservation to enter the park in advance, but a ranger at the entrance waved people through without checking passes or reservations. About 64% of Park Service employees are expected to be furloughed. Thomas Booth is concerned that won't leave enough workers to keep parks clean and safe. He runs a vacation rental business in the nearby town, Estes Park.
Probably would have been in the public interest and in the park interest to gate off the park and not allow people in.
He recalls the area took a hit during the last government shutdown in President Trump's first term, even as some parks continue to let in visitors. He hopes this one ends soon. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Meanwhile, Governor Polis says he agrees with congressional Democrats who are trying to extend health care tax credits.
If those are not renewed as part of this deal, will lead to 178-200% increases in health care premiums for Coloradans. So I do hope they succeed in that.
The last time the government shut down was in 2018. It lasted 35 days and cost the U.S. economy billions. One of the victims from the Evergreen High School shooting was released from the hospital this week. CPR's Tony Gorman.
Children's Hospital Colorado says the 14-year-old student was discharged in good condition and will continue his recovery from home. He was one of two victims injured in last month's shooting at Evergreen High School. The other victim, Matthew Silverstone, continues to recover at St. Anthony's Hospital. The 18-year-old was critically injured during the shooting and is now in fair condition. Students returned to classes earlier this week.
That was Tony Gorman reporting. You are listening to CPR News. It's 6:06.